from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Weather tops the talk. People will be talking about the remnants of Tropical Storm Debbie. Now look like they'll make their way into the region as early as late tonight, and then through at least the morning hours tomorrow, maybe into the midday, but hopefully end before the Steelers game. But this has produced some catastrophic flooding in the South, Paul.
Yes, it has. I was looking a few minutes ago at the 5 a.m. update from the National Hurricane Center, and they have moved Pittsburgh back outside of that fringe band of Debbie. So we could be looking at very, very little tonight, or perhaps just a little bit. I think what we're talking about here is about a half inch, but to the east of us over, and especially the Laurels, it could be 2 to 4 inches.
That's right. So we are literally, when you talk about on the bubble, so any shift to the west, more rain. Any shift to the east, less rain, but it should come and go and leave us with a really beautiful weekend with lower humidity and mid-70s, sunshine Saturday and Sunday.
Doesn't look like much of a weekend as far away as Vermont. I can't believe this. Vermont? Really? Debbie's going to do that? Yep. It's going to go all that way. Philadelphia, the New Jersey area, the Lehigh Valley, New York, all of that. Lots of rain.
And we'll get an update also from meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather headquarters here in the next half hour. Big story nationally and internationally is Taylor Swift. 3 concerts canceled because of a terror threat in Vienna.
Couple of arrests, and as you mentioned a few minutes ago, they apparently were able to seize some, what was it? Toxic chemicals, right?
Right. And looking at her concert schedule, she's supposed to wrap up. She's had this unbelievable global tour, and of course, many people in Pittsburgh. She set records here back-to-back at Acrisure Stadium last summer with 72,000 people going to see her shows here. Obviously, she is the biggest star on the planet right now. And
these shows, by the way, like you would expect, are sold out, so they've got tens of thousands of people who are disappointed today.
With confirmation from government officials, a planned terrorist attack at the stadium, they had no choice but to cancel the 3 scheduled shows. This coming from the government in Vienna. Taylor Swift's official website also listed the concert as canceled. And speaking at a press conference in the Capitol, police said a 19-year-old Austrian citizen, who they say identified as a sympathizer of ISIS, was arrested. Suspects have become radicalized by the internet, said the police, and ISIS was behind, you know, his pledge to do harm.
They would be radicalized with or without the internet. Let's be clear about that.
Even the Chancellor of Austria spoke and said, we live in a time in which violent means are being used to attack our Western way of life. Islamic terrorism threatens security and freedom in many Western countries. This is precisely why we will not give up values such as freedom and democracy, but we will defend them even more vehemently, the Chancellor.
And you've touched on something here, Larry, that is indicative of the debate that's going on in Western Europe, particularly right now. And that debate is over immigration and whether or not the people of Muslim faith, some of them don't want to assimilate into society. They want Sharia law where they move to. And there's been conflict, if you've been paying any attention.
Right.
There's been conflict in very peaceful places like Sweden and Norway.
I would imagine a lot of people have not paid attention to that for this reason, Paul. We've had our hands full with big news here in the last few weeks.
As Americans, this doesn't add up mostly for us because the people who have been immigrating the most to the United States are from Mexico. The vast majority are Hispanic-speaking.
Or South American.
Or South American, Central or South American. And they assimilate into our society. They are hardworking. They like to, they're family-oriented. They have their faith, whatever it may be, primarily a lot of Catholics. But still, they assimilate into our society and bring, like our earliest immigrants do, they bring their culture with them and add to our culture. It's a good thing going. But right now in Europe, there's a, especially Germany right now, there's a raging debate over what to do about this.
And people will be talking about the Steelers. First preseason game is tomorrow night at Acrisure. It looks like the rain should be out of the area by then. Kickoff, by the way, is 7 o'clock, and kickoffs will be highly viewed because fans will not be familiar with how this all works, and we're going to talk about that in detail coming up. But Coach Tomlin was asked yesterday by Jeff Hathorn whether Brandon Ayuk from the 49ers, a very talented wide receiver, might be a Pittsburgh Steeler in a trade, and Coach Tomlin said,
I'll let you guys speculate on that.
I think I found a headline from the Post-Gazette on this topic that I think pretty much sums up how we all really feel about this. Jason Mackey's column says, the Brandon Ayuk drama has been a wild ride. Can someone please make it stop?
Thank you. We'll do that with the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, and we'll keep you posted on everything that's going on. What's that? All at once, right, Paul?
Everything you need every time you listen.
So you were going to illuminate us on what were we talking about?
We've been all over the map so far, Larry.
I know, man. It's been a wild ride. Somebody asked me, I was up in Butler yesterday. And as you can imagine, by the way, the Butler Farm Show is going on this week.
Big deal.
It's their
it
annual.
It is a big deal,
it's the
really.
Biggest, that's why the place is there for this event every year. And as we discussed earlier in the week, they're trying to get back to normal. You know, a lot of people very traumatized, and obviously so, because of what transpired with former President Donald Trump and the death of Corey Comparator and the wounding of two other men, totally innocent people. And just the tragedy of all of that.
Really, really sad. But it is a big event. The farm show is just like the fair. We drove by the fair on a Sunday afternoon, and it was jumping. I mean, there was traffic backed up all along the road. People waiting to get in for a parking spot. And it reminded me of my years when I was growing up in Great Falls. We hosted the state fair every year, every summer, the last week of July. Really good times, and a huge midway, all kinds of great food. I miss that.
I haven't been to one in a while.
I wish we had stopped. I really do.
Well, we asked Rich Fitzgerald because of his new job working with 10 counties. You know, how come we don't bring the Allegheny County Fair? That used to be a big deal in South Park.
Yeah.
He just rolled his eyes like they tried to bring it back. so much work, I guess, that people hear for the outer counties, it's a much bigger deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So much else going on here. They couldn't get the traction to offset the expense.
In my hometown, where the state fair was held every year, there were a lot of permanent exhibition buildings. One of them was set aside for the administration. They had a year-round full-time staff just to keep that thing up and running. So, you know, if you're having a county fair and you don't have a paid staff and administration to make sure it's all going to happen, it's a lot of heavy lifting.
And the fact is that we can't afford, we don't have a regatta anymore.
Yeah, I'd like to see that return.
They should figure that out, because that was a nice August, kind of broke up August before everybody gets serious. And I was talking to my son, who's a teacher in the Pittsburgh Public Schools, yesterday, and he was saying, I said, what are you actually back? The teachers are back on the 20th. So that's less than 2 weeks now.
Hey, by the way, there is a good August event, a pretty good size one coming up toward the end of the month. It's going to be Rib Fest. That's a good one.
That's a tradition, and into the Labor Day weekend. And we've got the Greene County Fair is underway this week through Saturday, and that's their biggest deal of the year. So it's happening, and I mean that, man. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. Sorry, I stepped on that poor woman, Marianne. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. And as you just heard, Taylor Swift's 3 shows in Vienna canceled. With more details, CBS's Chris Lipsey.
It's one of the biggest tours in history, made even more memorable for the wrong reasons. A terrorist plot thwarted by police to attack Taylor Swift's concerts later this week in Austria. Police say 2 suspects who radicalized themselves on the internet are now in custody. One of them swore allegiance to ISIS, then carried out concrete preparatory acts for a terrorist attack. The bomb squad was called after police say they found the suspects in possession of chemical substances. A catastrophe averted, but all 3 concerts have been canceled as a precaution. Ruling out a repeat of the 2017 attack in Manchester, England, when a suicide bomber killed 22 people during an Ariana Grande concert. And in Austria, that's an estimated 65,000 fans per day and another 15,000 to 20,000 who were expected to gather outside the stadium, now forced to stay home from a tour that's been called a cultural phenomenon. CBS News has learned the information about the 2 suspects in Austria originated from U.S. intelligence and was communicated to Austrian authorities. Chris Lipsey, CBS News, Venice.
And we have some details now on the suspects and the investigation to get these guys. The authorities say that they found Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda materials at the home of the second suspect in this foiled plot. Security authorities are saying 17-year-old Austrian citizen who has Turkish and Croatian roots was arrested by special police near the stadium where the concerts were supposed to happen. And then a 19-year-old Austrian was also arrested.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Arrested first. Their names have not been released yet. The two young men wanted to commit an attack, according to authorities, outside the stadium, killing as many people as possible, using knives and self-made explosives. The authorities told reporters at a press conference in Vienna not too long ago, the main suspect has North Macedonian roots and fully confessed his attack plans. They say, and this is a quote, "He was clearly radicalized in the direction of the Islamic State and thinks it's right to kill infidels."
And their police chief in Vienna also added at the press conference that the immediate danger had been, quote, minimized, but there was still an abstract danger. Not exactly sure
what that means. It's kind of murky, isn't it?
And part of that, I'm sure, was the reason that they decided to just cancel the shows.
Well, I don't know exactly how they found out about it or how they came upon the information, but the Austrian police that were involved in this, the security people, wow, what a great job they did.
Well, they were tipped off by U.S. intelligence.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, this is after last week here in the United States in Kansas City, a man was arrested after making terroristic threats at a Morgan Wallen concert and seemed to have made threatening comments directed at Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, and Patrick Mahomes, who were at the show.
Did you say how old this person was, this alleged attacker?
In Kansas City?
Yeah.
I don't have the age. The concert was delayed for 45 minutes, but they felt it was safe enough to continue with that show. Now, Taylor Swift has not yet made a public statement about the terroristic threat at her concerts or the cancellation of her shows. But you can imagine that's unnerving, no matter who you are, especially when you might feel responsible being the subject of a show like that and attracting 65,000 people in this case.
Well, I've been in Vienna on a visit to Europe, and I can tell you Vienna and Austria are wonderful places and very peaceful. I can't get my mind around somebody doing that outside a concert where all these young people are gathering to enjoy themselves. And, you know, let's get this into perspective. The Beatles, at the height of their popularity, what if they canceled like several concerts in the New York or Los Angeles area over something like that? This is how big this is.
I think we've come to learn, unfortunately, that there is no place where you're 100% safe, even in a house of worship, as we know so unfortunately.
Yeah, gathering places where there are a lot of people seem to attract these fringe people that are out of their minds and mentally ill.
So that's the latest on the Taylor Swift story. Coming up next, we are going to get apparently some rain from Tropical Storm Debbie. And yes, it is still a tropical storm as it has come back on the coast of the Carolinas. We're going to check in with our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, next on the Big K Morning Show. And we're looking at a chance for some of this rain, Tropical Storm Debbie. And we're going to check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg in just a moment. And Paul, you have from the National Weather Service an update that says what's the timing they're saying?
Well, right now this is just made that second landfall, and it's going to arc into the North Carolina-Virginia state line around 2 a.m. on Friday. By 2 p.m. on Friday, it's arriving in southeastern Pennsylvania.
Well, let's see what Joe Lundberg says at AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Joseph, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning.
So what is the timing? Because you told us we were really on the bubble of this system, and it seems that is the case. However, a little shift to the west, more rain, a little shift to the east, less rain for us.
That's exactly right. And that dividing line is going to be perilously close to our area. Right now, if you look at the average of most of the computer guidance that we have, it would bring us less than a half an inch of rain here in the greater Pittsburgh area. And as you go west, even less than that. We're talking less than a quarter of an inch of rain from this system. However, you go just to the east, and the amounts would ramp up considerably. And in parts of the Laurel Highlands, you may be looking at 4, 5, 6 inches of rain. You just shift that storm maybe 30, 40 miles to the west, and you bring some of that heavier rain into the downtown Pittsburgh area. So that's a concern, I would think, for tomorrow morning into the first part of tomorrow afternoon. But we may very well end the day with some sunshine in the wake of this thing tomorrow.
Joe Paul Rasmussen here. I've been paying attention to the National Hurricane Center rainfall predictions. Yesterday at one point, Pittsburgh was inside that 1 to 2 inch expectation, but that shifted over to the east this morning as of 5 a.m. So that's shifting eastward. Do you think that's going to continue, or is this just going to kind of stay where it's at and we're just going to remain right on the fringe?
I think we're going to remain right on the fringe. I wouldn't want to push that 1 to 2 inch line any farther east, to be quite honest with you. I'm very nervous. I know some of the higher resolution guidance that we look at suggests that that 1 to 2 inch lane would be to our west, believe it or not, which means we could get some real tropical downpours. And again, I think the worst of it is tomorrow morning into the first half of tomorrow afternoon. By the time we get to the evening rush, most of the rain should be moving to the east and northeast of the city. But it's all going to be predicated on where the center of lowest pressure ends up going. The farther west it goes, obviously, the heavier the rain that we're going to see. The farther east it goes, then we end up getting very little. But I think the Laurel Highlands, without question, are going to see enough heavy rain to cause some flooding there. So if you've got travel plans into or through that area, you know, you're heading toward Johnstown in Cambria County and any place there over toward Altoona, even toward Harrisburg, there could be quite a bit of rain and some flooding.
Joe, how will we know? When can we be sure?
I think we're going to have to, you know, just play a wait and see. I mean, when we chalk at this time tomorrow morning, I think we'll have a very certain idea as to how this thing is planning out. We'll just see where the heaviest rain is tracking at that point in time, and then we can sound the alarms for, you know, concerns here in the city, or say, no, we're in pretty good shape, and we're going to miss the heaviest of the rains.
And the Steelers kick off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. It looks like it should be dry by then.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think it should be fine. And then you go to the weekend. It's almost going to be a little hint of fall. Temperatures will be in the 70s, nice breeze, lower humidity, sunshine, some fair weather clouds. Really going to be a great weekend weather-wise.
Joe, thanks for the update.
You're welcome. Take care.
We'll torture you again tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters on the Big K Morning Show. Cheers, Pittsburgh Public. I guess their first day is the 20th already of this month. And we're partnering with 93.7 The Fan and WAMO. WAMO 107.3 to help our Pittsburgh Public School students by providing stuffed backpacks for the hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. So there's a link, kdkradio.com. Anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated at kdkaradio.com. Well, since we found out on Tuesday that Vice President Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate, as she tries to become the president, was not Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. Obviously, by now, you know it's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And they're on the road with details, CBS's Jared Hill.
The Trump Vance campaign is really working to chip away at the momentum that's carried the Harris-Walz ticket to some massive crowds and major donations.
In their first full day together on the trail, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz Wednesday took their fight to battleground Wisconsin and Michigan.
We each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? A country of freedom, compassion, and rule of law? Or a country of chaos, fear, and hate.
At rallies in Detroit and Eau Claire, Harris and Walz took turns making their case against the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump.
He has no understanding of service because he's too busy servicing himself.
Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, has been counter-programming.
First, I want to say how great it is to be here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
with events of his own in the same cities, even approaching reporters near the vice president's plane when their flights overlapped at a nearby airport.
I just wanted to check out my future plane, but I also wanted to go say hello to the vice president and ask her why Kamala Harris refuses. Why does she refuse to answer questions from the media?
Today, Harris and Walz head to the Southwest, sweeping the Sun Belt, crucial to success in November.
The Vice President Harris did face a moment of pushback on policy in Detroit. During the rally, pro-Palestinian protesters called out the Biden-Harris administration's stance on the war in Gaza, drawing a reaction, actually, from the vice president on stage. Carissa, earlier, other activists said that they spoke with Harris about scheduling a meeting to discuss her stance.
CBS's Jared Hill.
And Larry, there's an article this morning in the Post-Gazette that I think is somewhat misleading, and I'd like to fill our listeners in on that. The article is basically about his Walz's selection as being helpful in rural areas in Pennsylvania. I would just like to point out that in the last gubernatorial election in Minnesota, Walz won by about 200,000 votes, but he didn't carry rural counties. Those were carried by another candidate, the challenger. The vote that came for Walz was the urban vote, places like, obviously, the Twin Cities, Rochester, etc.
Well, you would think it would be the opposite. So, as the campaign rolls on...
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, he's being sold as the guy with appeal, you know, in the rural areas, that wasn't the case, you know, in that election. And it just bothers me that there's a narrative there that they haven't done their checking.
Well, what's Joe Biden doing?
Good question.
The Trump Vance campaign is really working.
I found this story about Joe Biden, and I'm going to play. I have some sound from him, and when you hear what he has to say, it seems like a time shift. That
really,
yeah. We've had this conversation about him, you know, not being able to handle the cognitive issues, the age, and once he stepped out, man, he has dropped off the radar.
I know. That's why I said it's a good question.
Almost completely. You
know, what's he saying?
Well, I'll share that with you coming up after the news at the top of this hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.